first, with this new label of endemic, we understand that this virus is expected to be around for a while. Given that the new variant spreads faster, is there a possibility that we may see another spike? And how far should the number of cases fall before measures are relaxed? And are there any traces of the new variant from Vietnam?
We will continue to monitor the situation. As I've highlighted just now, it's very fluid. If all goes well, we already see the reproduction number of this virus in this latest outbreak coming below one, which means that day to day, week by week, there will be a chance of cases coming down further. And we will continue to monitor unlinked cases, cryptic, whether or not there's a sense from our surveillance of the extent of community spread. And if all goes to plan, there may be a chance, as we have highlighted on 13th of June, for some adjustment and relaxation of measures. It's very unlikely on 13th of June that we will go all the way back to phase three. We will have to do this gradually and in a controlled manner. So there is some chance of relaxation, but in a controlled and calibrated manner. On the other hand, if we monitor over time and there is a risk of, or we see new risk emerging, new clusters emerging, more unlinked cases which we are not able to track down and pin down, then it may suggest that this is continuing a little bit more than we are comfortable with. And therefore, we may have to take additional restrictions or precautions and safeguards based on the data. So it's really, we are updating our assessments on a day-to-day basis, and we are continuing to monitor this very carefully, recognizing that this new strain is highly infectious, and we have to continue to do everything we can to bring down the latest cluster, the latest outbreak.
You asked also about the recent report about a new viral variant of interest being identified in Vietnam. To put this into perspective, this was what the Vietnam's National Institute of Hygiene and Epidemiology had discovered when they were testing four cases in Vietnam. And they described a particular deletion of a particular gene that codes for a particular part of the spike protein on the B16172 variant, which was also reported previously in the B117 variant. They have not as yet, up to the weekend, registered this information with the global registry that we use to track all these emerging viral variants. So until it's actually registered with GSAID, we don't have enough information to tell what kind of specific variant of interest this is. I should point out that even in the B16172 variant, there are, in fact, sub-variants that exist because the virus does continue to evolve and some mutations may continue to take place. And there have been previously described some local mutations that, in fact, are also seen within the B117 variant. WHO has asked all countries to exercise caution in interpreting these results because at this time, the presence of such a deletion is not known to be associated with any increased virulence, increased transmissibility, increased infectivity. So we wait more information before we can actually tell whether this particular viral variant would become a variant of concern. Until we get formal information through the global registry, we won't be able to tell whether this particular variant is also seen in any of our cases, but we've not seen any particular deletion in the same area which was described by the Vietnamese. We'll wait for further information before we can be absolutely certain.